Luke 24, verses 13 to 35. Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. So it was, while they conversed and reasoned, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were restrained, so that they did not know him. And he said to them, "What kind of conversation is that you have with one another as you walk and are sad?" Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, "Are you the one stranger in Jerusalem? And have you not known the things which happened in these days?" And then he said to them, "What things?" So they said to him, "The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and all our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that if he who was going to redeem Israel, indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us. When they did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but him they did not see. Then he said to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Then he drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road, and while he opened the scriptures to us?" So they rose that very hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon." And they told about the things that had happened on the road, and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread.
Sifundile ke isifundo sethu seBhayibheli. Kumbuso wakwaJuda, ngesikhathi samaJuda, bekukhona abantu ababizwa ngabaprofeti. Abaprofeti ke bekungabantu ababizwa nguThixo. Akubona abantu ababezikhetha bezenzela bona. Bebengabantu abaxhumanisa abantu noThixo. Beze kubantu bethi uThixo uthi. UThixo uthi uzakwenza lokho. Bebekhuluma izinto ezizakwenzakala esingekenzakali. Enye inkosi eyabusa kwaJuda nguDavida. UDavida ke ngesikhathi ezawubekwa embusweni wakwaJuda, kweza isiprofethi. Bathi umbuso wakho Davida uza kuba ngowesizukulwane nesizukulwane. Uzoba ngumbuso onganakuphela. Khumbula labo bantu bebethatha izinkulumo ezivela kuThixo. Baya kuDavida ke bathi, "Davida ubekwa ekhosini namhlanje. Umbuso wakho awuzokuphela. Uzoba ngumbuso oya kuba isizukulwane nesizukulwane." Noma kunjalo hlanganiso yaseTrinity, umbuso kaDavida wawo wamhlaba ehlaselwa yiBabylonia waphela. Angithi iziprofethi zithe umbuso wakhe awuzokuphela. Da bahlaselwa iBabilonia waphela umbuso kaDavid. Nalapho zavela iprofeti. Zathi iprofeti zithi wena umbuso wako uzophela. Zathi noma kunjani uphelile umbuso wako David awuzokuphela ngoba ungumbuso wesizukulwane ngesizukulwane. Kuya kuvela ihlumela likaJese endlini yakho David. Eliya kuba inkosi. Inkosi ezawubusa ngokuthula, ezawubusa ngokulunga, ezawuxolela zonke izizwe. Inkosi engazukuba nobandlululo. Inkosi yakuthi abamhlophe nabansundu mababulele kunye bavakalise wena umbuso kaDavida abungumbuso ongazakuphela kodwa bakhohliwe abantu ukuthi kuthiwe umbuso ozawuba isizukulwane ngesizukulwane. Now ziqhubeka lezi prophets zithi le nkosi ezayo ezakubusa emva kwakho David izoba inkosi enganakubusa kodwa isizukulwane sikaDavid iyawubusa ngokulunga. Noma kunjalo le nkosi iza kuhlutshwa phambi kokuba ibekwe ize ibulawe. Noma kunjalo ngosuku lwesithathu iyavuka le nkosi eyakulandela kuDavid. Xa ivukile le nkosi iyawubusa ke ngokungana kuphela. Noma kunjalo sithola ke abafundi ababili kule vesi esiyifundile. Kuthwabe besendleleni edlula emzini wase-Emmaus. Bakhuluma omunye komunye nomunye emveni kwafakwa Yesu. UYesu uqobo lwakhe wama kubo. Wathi izindaba zini lezi elikhuluma ngazo madoda kuba nami ngifuna ukuziva. Bathi ubuyaphi wena uzazi izindaba ezingaka ezenzakele eJerusalema kulezi nsuku. Angithi sibuye kufeni kaYesu 2 weeks ago uvukile uYesu. Nawo amadoda la uthi umbhali ebengabafundi bakaYesu obefanele ukuba bazazi lezi zinto. Kodwa abamangele bakhuluma ngezinto isimanga esenzakele eJerusalema. Bathi ubuyaphi wena ongazazi lezi ndaba ezinkulu kangaka ezenzakele eJerusalema. Uthi uYesu izindaba zini ezenzakele eJerusalema. Bathi ngoye Yesu Kristu obe inkosi edumile kakhulu enamandla amakhulu. Bamkhaphela abaphathi bakithi. Bade bamgwebela ukuba anqamlezwe. Thina bese sithembele kuye ukuba nguye oyakubuyisa umbuso kaIsrayeli. Ngokho bambulele. So bakhuluma bebodwa lamadoda. Bazibuza umbuzo ukuba usebulewe lo mntu obemlandela. So kuzokuthiwani ngabo kwenziwani ngabo. Uhambisana nabo uYesu. Uthi umbhalo sibhalela kakuhle bafika duze nomzi wase-Emmaus. Washaya uYesu kwangathi uyadlula. Bamncenga bamnxusa bathi ngena nathi Nkosi ubusuku bufikile hlala nathi. Wangena wahlala nabo etafuleni. Xa ehleli nabo etafuleni badla. Uthi umbhali wahlephula isinkwa amehlo abavuleka. Baqala ukubona ukuba uYesu lo abahamba naye. Nawo bazibuza umbuzo ukuba bekungani singamboni endleleni kuba sihamba uma ngongaka naye lo muntu. Besingaboni ngani ukuba uYesu lo. Wahlephula isinkwa amehlo abo avuleka. UYesu uthi, oh, senikhohliwe ngeziprofethi ukuthi inkosi ezayo iza kufa ivuke ngosuku lwesithathu. Namhlanje izindaba ezintsha kuni. Anisazikhumbuli iziprofethi. So kuyanimangaza ukuba inkosi ivukile. Senivela nasemathuneni abanye benu. Kube nesimanga. Sizwile kule vikele ephelileyo. Lapho noTomas obe ngumfundi wakhe. Ethi mina nginakukholwa. Xa ngingafakanga izandla zami lapho bekungene khona iphikili zami. Ngifake nesihlandla ohlangothini lwakhe. Ngive lapho bekungene khona umkhonto. Kulapho engizawuvuma ukuba nguye uYesu lo. Kuba bebengakholelwa ukuba ukhona umuntu ofa avuke kubo kwaJuda. Na uYesu uthi, oh, sizukulwane esikhohlwayo elingakholwayo. Senilibele ngeziprofethi. Ukuba inkosi ezayo iyakubusa, ezakubusa, iyakufa ngosuku lwesithathu ivuke. Angithi siyakhohlwa bazalwane. Ungabuza abantu ababekhona kuvike eliphelileyo ukuba bekuthiwani, abanye bakhohliwe. Nalabo abafundi ke besebekhohliwe ukuba kuthiwe kwathethwa kwathiwa ngeziprofethi kuTestament elidala. So kubo bese kuyindaba ezibuhlungu ezingaqhelekanga ukuba ukhona umuntu ofa avuke kwaYuda. Na uYesu uthi bekufanele phela ngife ngoba kugcwaliseka iziprofethi. Bengasoze ngibuse xa ngingafanga. Uthi kugcwaliseka iziprofethi lezi ezaprofethwa endulo. UTestament elidala ukuba inkosi yakufa ihlutshwa ivuke ngosuku lwesithathu. Ngoku ngizileke bonke abazakimi abasela kubhubha. Bonke abazakimi abasela kuphela. Ngoba mina Yesu ngizile ngiza kubusa ngokungapheliyo. Kodwa wami umbuso uzoba umbuso olungileyo. Awuthi kufana nembuso ka-Israyeli okaSawulo okanye kaDavid. Mina ngizawubusa bonke abantu. Zonke izizwe, zonke inhlanga ziyaguqa kimi. Mina ngithunywe ngubaba ngivela ubaba ngivela ezulwini. Ngise kini ukuba nisinde uze kuthi labo abanamehlo avalekile bavule kamehlo. Khumbula uSawuli xa esiye eDamaseko. Sawuli libele kuba uyisidalwa sikaThixo. Aphethwa ngubani avule kamehlo akhe. UIsaya yena uthi ngonyaka wokufa kwenkosi uZiya, Isaiah 6 chapter 1 verse 1, uthi avule kamehlo wami ngayibona inkosi uYesu lo ozileyo ovukileyo. UPetros noJohane baye ethempeleni bathola indoda esishosha engahambi bayisindisa. Kuthi isixuku abesikhona sababheka la madoda ngamandla abanawo. Uthi uPetros kula madoda la sijonga kangaka kwangathi ngawethu amandla asindiselo muntu. Akusithini esindiselo muntu. Lo uYesu obelimbethele emnqamlezweni nguye osinikela amandla. Asimsindisanga kawethu amandla thina, kodwa lo obelimbethele emnqamlezweni uvuke namandla amatsha. Amehlo abantu avuleka babona izinto ebangakade bengaziboni. Khumbula uYesu ekuvukeni kwakhe uthola indoda ethile engaboni. Leso sikhathi amaKristu ebeshushiswa, wafika uYesu wayivula amehlo lendoda. Nawo abaFarisi bebexhasene nokuthi uYesu kuthiwa uyinkosi. Baya kule ndoda uYesu ayivula amehlo, bathi ndoda sitshele uthinike ngalo mntu wena okuvula amehlo uthi ungubani, uya kumlandela okanye uthini. Wathi ngumprofeti. Mambuzo kwesibili, lo mntu okuvula amehlo uthini ngaye? Angithi bafuna indlela yokuba mhlawumbe baze bambeka itshalo ukuba ulandela umuntu okhohlisa abantu esizweni. Izimpendulo yalo mntu uthi mna angazi lutho ngalo mntu, ayikho into engiyaziyo ngalo mntu, futhi angimazi uze nobani apha. Kodwa into engiyaziyo inye, ngazi into nye. Bengingaboni manje ngiyabona, ufike kimi ngaboni manje ngiyabona, ilokho engikwaziyo qha. Yesu. UYesu ngena ebumnyameni afika athi khangelani nimbone izibele ezingaka zishilwe ngumsindisi owafela thina abantu besihamba emnyameni singakwazi ukulunga. Wasibona wena Thixo ngoba upele obukhulu, wasinika unyana wakho wasikhanyisela ngaye. Wena moya oyingcwele mawungene kuthi sonke sikubone oko kwenziwayo nguwe. Ufikile kuYesu bazalwane, ngiza noYesu mu 23 namhlanje, zithabatheleni yena. Ayikho enye inkosi, ahlulekile lemonke amakhosi abusile, kodwa lethu ithemba likuYesu Kristu. Zithatheleni yena kuba uthe yakhe iyokho ilula. Xa uthabatheyo nawe unohamba Rome, uyena kuphela oyisinkwa sokuphila. Manenga amakhosi esinawo, kodwa uYesu uthi yena namhlanje 23 kwiSunday, khethani mna, khethani mna. Ndiyanxusa ematrinity, khethani uYesu. Mkhulu uvuzo eniyawufumana kuYesu. Ezinye izinto ziyaphela, zibukeka zizinhle kwexesha elincane, kodwa ekugcineni kwazo ziyaphela zikushiya endleleni. UYesu uthi xa ungena engcwabeni ndizokuba khona mna. UYesu ongalahle mntu. Masihambeni naye ke bazalwane, nangu uYesu mnikeza yena. Bazalwane, forget ukuthi ngubani oshumayelayo. Abefundisi bayadlula la soto nesonto, basikhumbuze ngalezi ndaba, kodwa siyazikhohlwa. Badlula abashumayele basitshele lezi ndaba ukuba inye inkosi yokugcina ziyakuphela, awuphela wonke amanye amakhosi. Yena mbuso wakhe awunakuphela, mbuso abaprofeta ngawo abaprofeti bathi uyakubusa ngokungapheliyo. UYesu ke osenjalo nanamhlanje, uYesu ophilisayo matrinity. Masihambe naye sizithabathele yena, sithi nakwabanye sibazise ukuthi naku ukuphila okunaphakade, ozani sizithabathele zona. Kuba nguYesu lo oza elungile, akafani namanye amakhosi azothi ngivotele. Xa ungangivotelanga mina awuzokuthandwa. UYesu uza elungile ke ebantwini, uthi zikhethele wena, zikhethele wena. Kodwa xa ukhethe mna, ubukhethe ukuphila okunaphakade. Ngiyehla bazalwana, uthi umpostoli Paulo, lo oyisayo ndomhlalisa nami njengokho nami lo oyisayo ngahlala nobaba. Lo oyakunqoba ngomhlalisa nami njengoba nami nganqoba ngihlele nobaba. Bazalwane, akululanga ebukholweni wethu Agu akusikuthi xa singamaKristu izinto ziyamana zihamba kakuhle. Bakhona abanye abantu ababheka wena ubone bese ngathi zonke izinto zabo zilungile. Babukeka emehlweni am nawe bengabantu abanethezekile. Kodwa basethu akululanga ubuKristu. Kodwa bambelelani. Bambezelani because uthi lo uza kunqoba. Kusemhlabeni lapha bazalwana sinakhohlisana semhlabeni lapha zikhona izinto ezisihehayo. Kunezimali, kunomcebo, kunani. Ezinye zazo zisenza sikhohlwe, sikhonze zona. Kodwa uYesu namhlanje 23 thabathani mina niyoba nokuphila okunaphakade. Nibe nakho ukuchichime. Nangu Yesu, ma Trinity amahle hamba naye.